Bridge number two, undergoing treatment. Courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes courage is that little voice at the end of the day saying, "I will try again tomorrow." Mary Ann Rodmacher. These mind-body exercises can be practiced at home and are especially helpful when practiced at the treatment center. The first practice, belly breathing, is useful before having your blood pressure checked. It's a great way to calm your nerves. If you need more relaxation after the belly breathing practice, continue on to the very next track, the witness practice. It's perfectly normal, of course, to worry before chemo treatments. One of my students, Margaret, would get very stressed and her usually normal blood pressure would go up and needed to come down before she could take treatment. We started working on the following exercises for her to practice just before getting her blood pressure taken. Not only did they help her to relax, but also brought her blood pressure down. She'd walk into the treatment center, she'd be nervous, her blood pressure would be taken, and it would be often higher than normal. Margaret would look at the nurses and say, "Okay, give me about 10 minutes and we'll try again." She would do the following exercises, belly breathing, and sometimes go into the witness practice, and her blood pressure would come down, and then she would be able to take treatment. Before we practice, if you normally have high blood pressure and you're on medication for it, the following exercises do not, of course, replace your medications. But you'll still benefit from these practices, as the primary aim here is to help soothe your stress, and your blood pressure may temporarily come down for a bit as well. Belly breathing. When we get nervous or anxious, our breath becomes shallow. We breathe from the chest. An extreme example of this would be hyperventilation, short, shallow breathing. In yoga, we practice something called belly breathing. This practice can be done seated or lying down. It's also nice to practice it in a chair that you can lean back in. If you'd like to put something under your knees to relax your low back, that's always nice. Close your eyes if that feels comfortable for you. Let's begin. So we're going to start where we are, allowing whatever you're feeling in your body to breathe a little. Rather than trying to tell yourself to calm down, just allow yourself to feel the sensations in your body. Be kind and gentle with yourself. These are just sensations. It's okay to allow them and to let them begin to breathe. Remember, telling ourselves to calm down or trying to calm down is a form of resistance, and what we resist persists. So if you feel any tightness or gripping in your body, see if you can slowly begin to soften. Begin by softening the jaw and the shoulders a little. Let your back begin to soften and relax down into whatever is supporting you, the chair, the bed. Know that everything you're feeling is normal and okay. Take a few natural breaths, getting your body into as comfortable a position as possible. And if you'd like, you can connect your mind and body and breath with our mantra. I know I'm breathing in. I know I'm breathing out. I know I'm breathing in. I know I'm breathing out. Just nice and easy, settling in. Then place your hands on your belly, on either side of your navel. Breathing in gently and slowly through the nose, imagine blowing up your belly like a balloon. On your exhale through the nose, let your belly relax back down. Continuing inhaling through the nose, inflating the belly like a balloon, and then deflating the belly like a balloon on your exhale. Take 2 to 3 deep breaths just like that so you can feel the belly blowing up and relaxing back down. Now, the chest may move a little, and that's okay, but keep your focus on the rise and fall of the belly. After those couple of deep breaths, allow your breath to come back to normal, natural breathing. Without trying to control it or lengthen it or deepen it in any way, just now let your breath be, keeping your attention on the natural movement of the belly in your hands without any force, gently and easily. Whenever your mind starts to wander, which it will, observe your thoughts for a few breaths. They're just thoughts. We are not our thoughts. And come back to our mantra. I know I'm breathing in. I know I'm breathing out. Feeling the rise and fall of the belly in the palms of your hands. Every so often, coming back to the sensations of the body, letting the body soften down with each exhale, allowing yourself to feel and be. As you continue here, we're going to gently focus a little bit on your exhalations, nice and easy. See if you can bring your attention to your exhales. See if you can begin to feel the air moving gently out of your nose, gently out of your nostrils, feeling the exhales as they leave your nose. And then see if you can slowly begin to extend your exhalations just a little bit. Take your time. You don't need to force it. Just allow it slowly and gently. Nice and easy. Slightly lengthening each exhalation. I know I'm breathing in. I know I'm breathing out. I know I'm breathing in. I know I'm breathing out. With each extended exhalation, allow your body to continue to relax and soften down. Relaxing your feet and your toes. Softening your ankles. Letting your shins and your calves sink down gently. Letting the knees feel soft as the thighs relax down heavily. Let your low back relax. Nice, slow, gentle exhalations. Let the rib cage soften. Let the shoulders sink down. Let go of the arms, the elbows, the wrists, softening the hands and the fingers all the way to their very tips. Relaxing the throat and the jaw. Imagine you could soften all the muscles of your face and around your ears. Relaxing the forehead. Relaxing the skin of the scalp. Being and breathing. Letting your whole self soften down with each exhalation.